In the summer of 1854, weekly newspapers in Catlettsburg, Ironton, Greenup, and Grayson carried announcements about Ashland's public land auction. Well, auction day took on all the excitement of a carnival, with people coming from all over the area by horseback, by boat, wagon, and by foot, just to watch as town lots were sold. To expedite matters, the auctioneer conducted business from the back of a flatbed wagon as he was transported from one lot to another.
Of course, the downtown land, downtown lots sold for more than ones on the outskirts a little ways from downtown. The first lot was sold was the first lot below the Price Building on Greenup Avenue. That was the first one that was sold.
The Ironton Journal would report on the event a month later. Ashland, our juvenile neighbor up the river, said the newspaper, is going ahead swimmingly. About 300 lots have already been sold at an average of nearly $300 each. And the town site is already being largely dotted over with foundations for buildings. It will be recalled, the article continued somewhat sarcastically, that the conveyances of the lots contain the Ironton liquor restrictions, ensuring at once a sober, industrious, and thrifty population, and the town has to back it, immense resources of iron and stone coal, and there is nothing to prevent its permanent rapid growth until it becomes one of the largest towns in Kentucky. Only see to it that the resources in iron and coal are put to use. Well, the Journal needn't have worried. Ashland's business leaders were planning to do just that. Once the lots were sold, Ashland went on a real building spree. A bank, a post office, a brick plant, several new businesses, and even a hotel were quickly built.
You know, I used to do this as a kid. I wondered if I could still do it. Just barely. Right over here is the site where the old Aldean Hotel once stood. It was an elegant four-story structure. And you know you could get a whole night's lodging for all of 15 cents? The Aldean soon became the social center of town, and it gained fame throughout the state for its fine hospitality.
It was built in 1854 on 15th and Front. It had four floors, 75 rooms, and one bath. And it was a meeting place of Ashland. It was really the where everybody gathered on Sunday in the gay 90s, promenaded up and down Front Street before the railroads were built.
The Alger House in Catlettsburg was equally well regarded. The mid-1800s also saw the birth of several local newspapers, Big Sandy News, the Big Sandy Herald, and the Catlettsburg Tribune in Catlettsburg, and the Ashland Kentuckian, the Ashland Journal, and an anti-slavery publication called the American Union in Ashland.
We're here at Ashland's old train depot, once the transportation hub of the region. But you know, back in 1856, the big story in all the newspapers was the arrival of a horse, an iron horse. People lined the banks of the Ohio River to welcome the locomotive Constitution to the area. The arrival of the locomotive then spurred work on Ashland's own railway system.
In the late fall of 1857, Ashland dignitaries sitting in the caboose made the first train ride through the Princess Tunnel and returned with a load of iron for shipment down the Ohio. Shortly thereafter, daily trips between Ashland and Princess commenced, and other routes were soon started, too.
It was ACNI, Ashland Coal and Iron Company. It ran from Ashland out to Hitchens, or it didn't run to Hitchens at first. It ran to Colton. They hauled coal and also hauled passengers for several years. Then we had the Lexington and the Big Sandy Railroad. It connected in here to Ashland and went to Hitchens. It was supposed to go into Lexington, which took several years before they ever got it into Lexington. But when the AC&I started, that's when they built the tunnel down 6th Street and several tunnels between Ashland and Colton. Princess Tunnel's out, still out there. They had a lot of men, company stores and everything out around Rush and Kilgore and Princess.
With the railroad came more progress for Ashland. With progress came some problems. Ashland's new board of trustees dealt with the more pressing of them by issuing public ordinances against obscenity, indecency, vandalism, use of firearms in town, and giving whiskey to slaves without owners' consent. There also was an ordinance that prohibited theatrical or sleight-of-hand performances within a quarter mile of town, as well as one stating that all hogs running loose on the streets should be promptly arrested, and fines were levied accordingly. After all the hard-won economic progress the area had made, well, it was time to celebrate, at least for a few days in 1860, at the first annual fair held in Central Park. It was sponsored by the Northeast Kentucky Agricultural and Mechanical Association. There were brass bands playing in the bandstand, horses running on the trotting track, people roaming through numerous exhibits and enjoying home-cooked food. But they imbibed no spirituous refreshments, for they were prohibited, you see.
Central Park had a large, high wooden fence around it originally.